Some national beer companies are considering dropping weaker brews, which means Utah beer drinkers could see fewer options at the grocery store. KUER's Nicole Nixon explains.
State law mandates that beer sold in grocery stores and gas stations can't be any stronger than 3.2%. Most states have moved away from that requirement, which means that by 2019, the weak beer seen in Utah stores will make up only half of 1% of the entire U.S. beer market.
The question becomes then, will the brewers continue to produce 3-2 beer when the market is getting so much smaller?
That's Sal Petilos, director of Utah's Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, back in June when the legislature was exploring this issue. And now it looks like Petilos' question is getting an answer. Earlier this month, beer giant Anheuser-Busch sent a letter to Utah's beer distributors, telling them that it could reduce their selection by 40%. Jim Olson is president of the Utah Beer Wholesalers Association.
So as you go down that beer aisle, there's a lot of different products, a lot of variety, a lot of different flavors, and those are going to be dramatically reduced.
The letter did not say what brands or flavors could be affected, and it didn't provide a timeline either. But as other states loosen their restrictions on beer, demand for Low Point brews will drop dramatically by this time next year. Olson says he's heard of similar plans from America's second largest brewer, MillerCoors, and he's been discussing the issue with Utah State Senator Jerry Stevenson, who normally handles alcohol legislation.
We've been visiting with him on a regular basis and talking to him, and we're hopeful that he'll address it.
Stevenson has opened a bill request for the 2018 legislative session titled Alcohol Amendments, but the text has not yet been made public. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.